Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Having been in and around the music business for over 10 years, you meet a lot of people. We meet memorable people. We meet less than memorable people. We meet people that we just flat out forget. We go to a lot of events. We're around the scene. There's a lot of opportunities for people to exchange information with us and link and or build. So maybe it's not so crazy that on Thanksgiving Day of this year, you received a text message from somebody who wanted to connect.
Yes. So I get this text message from a 347 number.
New York City.
It says, happy holidays to you and your family.
That's nice.
This is Black Rob's manager. Okay. We met at the Master of Ceremonies concert. Well, I'm reaching out to you, Mr. Rosenthal, on how I can help you and we can help each other. I have access to artists and studio to put out a lot of sounds. I just need direction and someone who has the... someone who has the experience to be that bridge to success. So let me know how we can get together to talk. Have a blessed day.
You are that bridge.
I am the bridge. And, you know, honestly, very nice message.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple problems with it.
All right. Problem number one.
Problem number one is it's Thanksgiving and I'm not responding.
Don't text on Thanksgiving.
No. And problem number two is I wasn't at that concert. You know, I wasn't at the Master of Ceremonies concert. I didn't meet him at Barclays.
That might be the bigger problem here. But he got your name right.
He got my name right.
And he got the number right.
Yes. So a few days later, I hit him back and I say, hey, I wasn't at this concert. I hope all's well, but I would like to get Black Rob on our podcast. Can we talk? So we get on the phone and I explain to him what the podcast is and how Black Rob has come up a number of times when we had Jadakiss on and when we had Styles on and when we had the entirety of the Locks on.
Mm-hmm.
And that we would love to get Black Rob up here to talk about everything that has gone on from point A to point B, just like every other time.
Totally. And,
right. He says, that is great. You know, it's a good look. I'd love to get him on. And so he reaches out to Black Rob, and Black Rob presumably says yes. And
okay.
We come up with a date, which is this Thursday.
This past Thursday.
This past Thursday.
At 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
We are ready at 2 o'clock for Black Rob to come over, and at 2:15, he's still not here, so you reach out to the manager.
I just say, hey, just wanted to see what his ETA is, because, you know, there's a chance that maybe the day might not work, or maybe he got caught up in something, you know.
Traffic, whatever.
Whatever.
And he says?
He says, well, he calls me back, and he says that Black Rob is on his way.
Great.
And I ask, are you with him? He says, no. I say, cool. No problem. I'll see Black Rob soon.
Okay. So everything is a go. Another half an hour goes by with no word. But finally,
the doorbell rings.
The doorbell rings. So we go over to the door and open it up. And there is a little man there who introduces himself as Rob. And then standing behind him
is Black Rob.
Is Black Rob. So we say hi to Rob. And we say hi to Black Rob. And they walk in. And they study our apartment. They look at the microphones and the computer. And they say,
where's Jadakiss?
And I don't know how to respond to that. I'm like, promoting his new album? Like, in Hartford? And
doing literally anything else.
Somewhere other than here? What are you talking about? So they look back at us. And Rob looks at Black Rob and says, what do you want to do?
And Black Rob says, I'm about my business.
And they left. They left the apartment. There is no Black Rob interview. There was no chance to sit down to talk about it. I don't know what, like, unfinished business that he and Jadakiss have from, like, 1999, the year 2000. But I guess it couldn't be resolved because Jadakiss wasn't here.
And so I hit up the manager and I was like, hey, I think there was some miscommunication, you know.
Clearly.
You know, Rob and Black Rob showed up to our apartment. They were looking for Jadakiss, and then they left. And so the manager hit me back half an hour later and said, wow, with an exclamation point. And so we have no idea what that was. Anyway, Jadakiss, if you're listening, Black Rob might be looking for you.
In retrospect, do you think that you might have been the bridge between Jadakiss and Black Rob?
Whoa.
So today on the podcast, not Black Rob.
But if Black Rob ever wants to come back, he knows where we live.
He does.
Bring Rob. You know, let's make it happen.
Today on the podcast, Jeff, we have Lizzo.
We have Lizzo. You know her for her rapping, her acting, her singing. You might know her from MTV Red Carpets for being on Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. You might know her from her songs, Where the Hell My Phone. You might know her for her album, Coconut Oil. You might know her for just being funny on Desus and Marrow. You might know her for just being on Instagram. She is here on our podcast today.
Lizzo worked her way up from a flute scholarship at the University of Houston to trying out for American Idol, singing in an indie band, being a photographer for Cirque du Soleil in Denver, to moving to Minneapolis and becoming one of Prince's favorite artists, to collaborating with Ricky Reed and signing to Atlantic Records. There's a lot here. She's a hell of a personality. We really love her. Jeff, when do you want to get into this podcast?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Breakup to Makeup, a.k.a. Humpty Dumpty.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Walk Up in the Club, Fuck Everybody, a.k.a. Leader of the Donga Line.
Yo, what up? It's Lizzo. When the fuck y'all got so calm? Let's talk about chips.
Yeah, it's a waste of time, but it's the real. Bra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
I'm scared.
What's happening?
Yo.
Yeah.
Had to let it out.
Let it sing. Yo, what's good?
I don't know, man.
Nothing?
Everything's good.
Yeah, all right.
Everything's good.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
I'm in New York. I've been in New York for too long. Mm-hmm. When I'm here for too long, I get crazy because I don't sleep.
Okay.
And I eat shit. I had 2 slices of pepperoni pizza with jalapenos on it last night.
Nice.
At like 3 in the morning.
Good.
My asshole.
Well.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, yeah.
Tastes delicious. Tastes like a cheesy pizza.
Where did you get the pizza from?
I got it from like a pizza store. It's New York. Where didn't I get the pizza from? Off the ground. A rat. Pizza rat gave me a slice. Shit. I don't remember. We were at Sing Sing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the pizza. Oh, the
really? Yeah.
The what? The prison?
The prison, yeah.
Sing Sing is not a prison.
Yes, it is. Oh, wait. You're talking about the karaoke spot.
Oh, yeah. Sing Sing a prison in like Thailand or something?
No,
it's Westchester.
Like 45 minutes from here.
No, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like notorious.
Here, what are you doing right now? Let's go up to Sing Sing.
You want to go to jail?
Yeah.
What you got?
Yeah.
Oh, look, white people, it's real easy for y'all. Like, let's just go to jail. Motherfucker, yeah. I ain't walking near the jailhouse. Yeah. Taking pictures with cops and shit. I'm too black for that. Yeah, I was by Sing Sing the karaoke. You know Sanjaya from American Idol?
Yeah.
He was my bartender at Sing Sing once.
What? Oh,
yes. Really?
That's what he's up to?
That's what he's up
to.
Our
Sanjaya?
Are you sure it was him?
I swear to God, because he was like, you know I was on American Idol.
No!
He said it, bro. Because I was like, yo, what's your name? And he was like, Sanjaya? And he was like, you know I was on American Idol. I was like, damn. That's a good gig, though.
Is it?
Yeah, because the bartender gets to sing. It's really sweet. They do.
This is depressing now.
No, it was okay.
Eric Sanjaya's doing great. Is that Sing Sing?
He looks very happy.
Not the prison.
He looks very happy. Yeah. And it was like these three, it was like a motley crew of men. It was like a big black dude, like this unassuming little ass white dude who kept like hitting on all of us.
What was he saying?
It was weird. He was like, this is what he would do. This was his line. And he did it on all of us. I know because she told me that someone else told me. He would walk up and he'd be like, excuse me, do you have a boyfriend? Yes or no? That was his line.
So it's a test?
That's it. Like, it's
did
a,
you pass?
Yeah. I say yes. I lied. Yeah. I was like, yes, I have a boyfriend. Normally, even if you're in a relationship, you're supposed to say no.
Did you say it was Sanjaya?
No, he was not Sanjaya. He was White Jaya.
Wait.
White Gaia.
Wait, even if you're in a relationship, you're supposed to say no.
If you...
Oh, to get a free drink?
No, it's not about that.
You already knew the bartender.
Sanjaya. Mm-hmm. No, you say no just to be like available, open, right?
No.
Do y'all say, are y'all in relationships?
No, not right now.
Oh, you see, he knows what's up. Oh, yeah. You're supposed to say no. Yeah, you're trying to fuck. I can tell. I can tell through them glasses you're trying to fuck. Nasty
what,
ass.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
I sing... Last night I sing Lauryn Hill, so I'll do a Lauryn Hill or like a Fuji, aka a Lauryn Hill song. Killing Me Softly.
Shout out to Wyclef. Yeah.
Yo, I love Wyclef. I'm just kidding, and he would laugh at that. I don't know him, but okay.
Would definitely laugh at that
after he punched me in my face. Fuji. So I did Killing Me Softly last night. Sometimes I'll do Can't Keep My Eyes Off of You. You gotta pay me for the rest of it. I'll just be singing for free, baby.
Right. Anyway. Our go to song.
What?
Toni Braxton's Unbreak My Heart.
It's in your range.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
You know, she got that deep ass voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Well, cute. Do you guys do it in like harmony or like unison?
Yes.
You do 3-part harmony.
Yeah.
You do 3-part harmony?
We're showing.
Do your dick sing?
No, like, the third one is Sanjaya.
Yeah. Okay. That was happening in the bar. It was these three. That's the story. It was this white dude, this big black dude, and then this other like kind of like crusty looking dude. And they would get on the mics and they all had the voice of angels. They would sing in 3-part harmony. It was gorgeous. Like they were just getting drunk and then they would come together. And I was like, do y'all know each other? Or is this just like some random occurrence of like, it's like boys to men.
And?
They knew each other. They were friends. They just didn't look like, but in New York, people be hanging out who don't even look like they go together. Like, what is that? Why is that? What's wrong?
I mean, you know.
What's wrong with y'all? You're supposed to match. You know what I'm saying? Everybody look like 21 Savage and Amber Rose walk around. It's like, that doesn't go together, but it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Where are you? I'm so hungry. Where are you originally from?
I was born in Detroit, Michigan, mm-hmm. at Hutzel Hospital.
And
time?
Yeah.
I forgot, because I don't even know my rising sign.
I was just going to ask. It
fucks me up.
Really?
Because I don't know what time I was born. My mom won't remember, because she hates me.
Isn't there like some sort of record somewhere?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, like there's like a birth certificate somewhere. Yeah. That's what they say, but I don't
and
think,
and you can't,
you know.
You don't want to find that out? I wasn't born. Like, what if it, like, you know, like the fucking waves and the moon, like, all, you know, matter to you?
They do matter.
I'm saying, yeah, and Eric. You won't find out?
Fuck.
I know.
Don't fuck me up right now.
Why not?
I'm already hungry.
Let's go.
I know my moon, bitch. I know my moon. It's wait, Virgo.
What does that mean?
What, my moon?
Yeah.
Your moon is like your intimate self.
Mm.
Like the.
So you know that.
I know myself very intimately.
You know you.
Very intimately. Yeah,
thanks.
Do.
Thanks to that pizza.
Yeah.
With the jalapenos.
Oh, you ate my asshole. You see? Get in line. Get in line. Glasses.
Detroit, Michigan.
Uh huh.
How long did you stay there?
Till I was 10.
Till you were 10, and how big was your family?
Very big on my mom's side, very small on my dad's side.
Okay. And did all of your mom's family live in Detroit?
Yes, they all lived there.
So how often would you see everybody?
Sunday at church.
Yeah.
I grew up in Kojic. I don't know about y'all, but I had the spirit of the Lord.
Yeah, and what do you think about
raising
us?
Me.
Yeah.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, so you,
you saw our profile? Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't see color.
No, profile. The side.
I don't see color.
Sound like the Apple lady.
Look, that's what you're supposed to say when somebody asks you, "Wow, how did you know?" You're just supposed to say, "I don't see color. I don't care what the fuck you just." I wasn't even listening to you. You grew up in not a mosque. A cathedral.
Nope.
A kebab.
No, but this is great. Yep. I love this.
And a kebab.
Yeah.
You grew up in a
you really are hungry.
I'm starving, bro. Yo. Like a little round hat.
Yes.
That sits on the back of your head. A mollusk.
That's
yep. That's
you
it.
Grew up in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, you're some shells, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. SpongeBob. Yeah. I'm with you. No, what the name of your church is called?
Synagogue. Our church?
A synagogue.
Yeah.
A synagogue.
Synagogue.
Citadog. Citadel.
Citadel. That's it.
Shiverfuck.
Yeah. Shiverfuck. Hungry. That's how I was just going to see. Hungry the whole podcast. Citadel.
Yes.
Fuck.
Close.
I said synagogue.
Yeah.
Well, that was right.
Synagogue. Fuck, I am.
You know that like SNL sketch
question,
where they just like keep saying the same words over and over,
yeah,
but they can't say it?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
That's a sketch like that?
Yeah.
Citadel.
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 That's not the name of the fucking church, though. A citadel is a beautiful castle.
Also, we didn't
citadel
go to a church.
Citadel is what
yeah.
you say to a British singer.
So y'all like, yeah.
No, citadel is the...
Stop. That's mean.
No,
nothing
it's like,
but respect
that
for my
that
president.
That might have been the worst dad joke I've ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a daddy.
Yes.
You my daddy.
Okay.
You my daddy tonight.
So.
Very convincing.
So.
Guys, this is going to be fun. Wait, your brothers? Twins?
I am a twin, but not to him.
What? Are y'all brothers?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, how is that crazy?
Am I really here? Am I having like a hunger delusion? I'm like, who's fucked? I don't know.
Because
you look like twins.
We're not,
and
though.
The fact that you have a twin, but you're not twins is like fucked up.
Wait, do you know anything about us?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
you
great.
Friends with Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know that much.
And you're Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You ate my asshole last night.
True.
And you don't have snacks because you're weird.
Yeah,
you're a daddy.
All that.
Yep. Keep going.
And
we grew up in a citadel.
That's right.
Shut up.
So, Detroit, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Did you love it up there?
I mean...
Did you not love it up there?
I was 10.
I know, but like...
I love my family.
Okay, so that's nice.
And I was very sad when they were like, we're moving to Houston, because I was like, everyone's going to be on horses. I don't want to do that. I was scared of like rattlesnakes.
Sure.
And leaving my family. So I was very sad to leave.
But what necessitated that move?
Oh, honey. you have to evacuate Detroit. When you leave, you gotta get out.
Right.
Get out, you know, Jordan Peele style. Like, within 24 hours, we were like, I remember my dad was like, we're going to move to Houston. And then, like, 2 days later, we was in boxes. Boxes, homie.
You
like,
drove down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because we always took road trips. But
Yeah,
but this isn't like a road trip. This is like, you gone.
Yeah, we gone. Well, I mean... you know, without saying too much, you know, people was trying to, you know, kill my dad. But it's okay.
Okay.
Because they didn't kill him.
Good job.
Yeah.
Happy ending.
Good job
no.
by you.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's okay. So we moved to Houston. And also,
where there were rattlesnakes.
You know what they told me to say? They were like, why are you moving to Houston? I was like, the mortgage business is really good down there. That's what they taught me. They would teach me to say all types of shit. It was.
Yeah. Some people like have their kids curse. And then you had to say the mortgage business.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool
and
trick.
Other things.
Oh. So you went down to Houston.
Yeah.
What part of Houston did you live in?
SWAT, Southwest Ailey, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What you know about that?
Everything.
Yeah.
What you know about the SWAT? Tell me one thing about the SWAT and not the team.
I know that.
Oh my God, you suck. You don't know anything.
We know the Breakfast Club.
That's
okay,
Third Ward.
Okay, now.
That's Third Ward,
now,
though.
Now that's you're with SWAT. It, right?
Yeah,
I'm
no,
with
I know.
It.
I know it's in Third Ward.
That's Trey Wall. Say Trey Wall.
Trey Wall.
Wow.
The mortgage See, business.
You act uh-huh. like, yeah.
I grew up in the SWAT, though.
Okay.
You got me fucked up like Cook Row, you feel me? Huh? What's poppin'? Everybody, if you're from the SWAT, you know what that means. Beach no business was good. Highway 6, bitch. You feel me? Timmy Chance. Get a sloppy biscuit, bitch. That was for all my SWATians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's like two of us. It's me and my sister.
So you know Johnny Dang.
I don't know Johnny Dang, but I've seen his ass a lot at Sharpstown Mall. And I was like, okay, cool. Keep smiling. You know what I mean? It's like so annoying. But all the rappers would be at Sharpstown and they would go to Johnny Dang.
Not at the Galleria?
No, the Galleria is where you go when you've made it.
Okay.
Like Johnny Dang was
You're talking about the struggle rappers.
I'm talking about struggle time. I'm talking about when Mike Jones was passing out his like mixtape mm-hmm. in front of Sharpstown.
Yep.
Yeah. And like,
did you buy it?
No, but I would call him.
You would, yeah.
281-330-8004. I would call him, and once his mama answered, like, it was really his number.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
forever.
Yeah.
And then one day, it just wasn't anymore.
Wait, what did you say to his mom?
It was a prank call. I don't remember. We were young and very scared. But I used to pretend to be this girl named Sparkle. Mm-hmm. So, and I would, like, we would prank call people all the time. I'm like, it's Sparkle. And they would just be, my friends would be laughing. I'm like, why is Sparkle so funny to them? But I'm like, yeah, what's good? What you wearing? Like, I would be, I tried to be set.
Wait,
I grew
mom,
up quick.
Did your mom tell you that's what you had to call yourself when you moved down to Houston?
Stop. Not Sparkle?
Yeah, we're in the mortgage business. And
your name is now Sparkle. No, I don't know why I chose that name. I like it. I might bring that back.
Do it.
Why not?
Ain't nobody heard from Sparkle in a minute. Sparkle.
We had a sketch years ago
mm-hmm.
that we did. It was us and Slim Thug, and the thing was that Slim Thug now had 281-330-8004. Verizon had fucked up, and so he kept
getting all these phone calls, and he just wanted to change it.
Wait, did that really happen?
No.
Oh, I mean, we wrote it.
It was a sketch.
Yeah.
Was Slim? Was he really in it?
Yeah.
Thugger.
Yeah.
He's cute. He used to be so cute to me.
Then what happened?
I don't even know, bro.
Wait, to you or to Sparkle?
Sparkle. Yo, Sparkle is wise beyond her years. She would have got Thug in a minute. He's the original Thugger Thugger.
He is.
Yeah. Slim Thug and now there's Young Thug.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How many other Thug rappers
there's
are there?
There's a Lil Thug.
No, there isn't. Shut up.
Yeah, or
I
Baby
hate
Thug?
That. I hate that. No.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, wait. That was before Slim Thug, though.
This is true.
Damn, OG
yeah.
Thug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There should just be Thug. Oh, Thug Life. Well, that was Tupac.
That was just a tattoo. Yeah.
That was just his stomach.
Yeah.
Stomach?
So you...
I'm so hungry.
Citadel.
Hungry. I'm so
asshole. So, so you're down in Houston. Do you like it when you move down there?
No.
All the rattlesnakes and the horses and...
It wasn't rattlesnakes, though. It was roaches, bruh.
Roaches
the size of your fucking face.
Wow.
Flying and shit, crip walking and shit.
Really?
Like, they would... Ooh, I'm just remembering it. They would fly. It would be like... and land on you like that and be like, what's good? Like, they are so fucking big and mobile.
Yeah.
And they mobilize. They would... Oh, my God. Once they're... they can turn like a white wall black and you turn the lights on and you think the lights don't, you're
I don't
like, see- why the lights aren't working, but it's just roaches on the wall and they scatter you like, oh shit.
I don't see color.
Shut up. Oh, you were just waiting to say that. No roaches. Like a motherfucker, and I hated it, and we lived in like a little apartment for a little bit. Damn, you're bringing up some memories that I kind of put
blocked
away.
Yeah
we lived in a little apartment. My auntie Carmen came out to take care of us, and she would cook beans, and she called them beans. She'd be like, where the beans at? And then we were like, we don't know. Like, it was wild.
You would hide the beans?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, we wouldn't hide the beans, but hide the beans is like lit. word, like a phrase. Like, I don't know why.
Hide the beans sounds like a sexual, like.
Right.
You made me hide the beans and put them in my bra. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, give us a quick, like, 100 bars.
That's, yeah.
A quick 100 bars? Yeah. Fuck like you.
Some light work. Let's go.
Yeah. Hell nah. Not for free. Not you don't got no snacks in this bitch. If you have some snacks.
What if I just, like, dropped a can of beans right in front of you, and I was hiding the beans?
Yo, that would be super meta. That'd be meta as fuck, and I would fuck them up if they were black beans. Mm. You know what, though? Baked beans are fucking good, too. Like, when they're sweet with the barbecue sauce.
I'm not
mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! We go get some. Ooh! You don't even know. I'm about to fuck a burger up. A veggie burger, of course.
A veggie burger. Side of beans.
Why?
Because
she hasn't
know.
Eaten in 6 days.
I know, so, but why wouldn't you get
you need
then?
Some plant. Based food. Don't look at me like that. I swear he want a smash.
Yo,
he want a smash.
I'm a daddy.
Oh my god, your child's gonna hear this one day and be like, my daddy's a freak.
What do you mean, my child?
Oh, is it me? I'm gonna be like, my daddy's a freak. Yo, that see, daddy has so many different meanings. Like, my daddy's a freak, and it's like, my daddy's a freak. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, but do that sparkle.
And then it's like, my daddy's a freak.
Yeah. Just as a matter of fact,
I already did it at Sparkle. That was that was my daddy's a freak number two. Mm. She's a naughty girl. She's coming back.
Sparkle?
Yeah, you brought her back
for 2018.
Woo! Sparkle 2018, bitch.
What was your first job down in Houston?
My first job was working at Raising Cane's. Actually, yeah, I'm gonna just say that's my first official job, because you know what I'm saying. I used to work for my family forever. I was a hustler.
Mortgages.
Yeah, man, and all sorts of things. Yeah. I would just put flyers on cars in for parking lots.
For the club?
Yeah.
I don't even know, man.
Ladies free before midnight.
They would, me hard and my brother and sister only. Would just like, and just like put all the flyers just to like get it done.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so much better than the people who would just like take the stack and throw it in the sewer.
No, man, we work hard for our shit.
Good for you.
Yeah, we're good kids. But I worked at Raising Cane's, and that was the first Raising Cane's in outside of Louisiana. Y'all know Raising Cane's chicken?
No. Nope.
Oh, y'all are missing out.
We are.
Do you eat chicken?
Of course.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sorry, not all of us are on plant diets.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got me. But you know, it's chicken tenders.
Yes.
Bomb. Toast. Bomb. Fries. Bomb. Coleslaw. Aight. Mm. Sub the coleslaw for an extra toast. Bomber.
Okay.
This cane sauce is pink, but we don't know what's in it. And we would make little Cane's tacos. We would take the chicken, we would wrap it in the bread, dip it in the dip it in the sauce. Like, it would be so good.
On the job?
Hell yeah, on the job. We didn't give a fuck. I mean, we were cool at first because Cane came in. Cane is the dog.
Oh.
So it's named after this fucking golden retriever.
Sure, as these
his name
are.
Is yeah, yeah his yeah. name is Ra- I think his name was Raising Cane, which is weird.
No, that's the restaurant.
It's also the dog. And the dog came in
the
with a,
dog
with
is
a
the boss?
Bandana on. Yeah, it was his story. He'd be like, what's going on over here? But he would come in the store. I was like, this is unsanitary. Like, little blonde ass hairs. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Wait, blonde ass hairs or blonde ass hairs?
Whichever one you want. Shit. It's unsanitary out the way.
Better than the coleslaw.
Imagine. Oh my god, imagine. You know when you pull a long hair out? Imagine getting one of those short ones just stuck in your tongue. And then you have to like get tweezers and pull it out.
Is this another memory you didn't want brought up?
No, but this was something. You know it's gonna happen to somebody. It's happened before. And they thought it was like cilantro or something. And just kind of just like pricked it out and swallowed it. Somebody, this has happened to somebody. And if it's happened to you,
call in.
Please call us. Are we gonna take callers?
Let's go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you worked there. When did you get your driver's license? At 16? First time? Did you pass right away?
Mm-hmm.
Never failed.
Never failed.
Shout out to you.
I never failed, dog. No. I'm tripping up. I remember being scared of driving on the highway, though.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I was like, there's so many cars.
18-wheelers and all that?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't think that deep. I was just like, damn, there's so many cars.
Yeah.
And they're going so fast. Like, merging is very scary. Isn't it? Like, think about it. Have you ever just, like, kind of like taking yourself out of a car when you're in a car and like imagine just the vehicles going and you're like, these are people whizzing by each other? Because you know when you're in a car, you're like, this is normal. You've like, we've normalized it, but it's not normal. We're going so fast in this like weird like metallic ball.
Did you
wheels.
Just smoke for the first time? Like, what is going on?
Yo, but people don't think like that though.
Right, because
me saying it right now sounds silly and high, but when you're in a car, next time actually think about that shit. It's gonna blow your mind.
How are you with flights?
I didn't like flying at first. I thought it was weird, but sometimes I think that this is so weird. I have a theory. I had a theory at the height of my anxiety that we already like mastered like teleportation, and that planes were just like a guise. So we would just get on the plane and they would like shake it around like a fucking Disney ride, and they had like a fake screens on the window.
You're gonna be the next B.O.B.
The Earth is a triangle.
Oh my god, no, yeah.
Wait, do you believe in the moon landing?
Believe in the moon landing? Do you? The way you just said it, like it's Mickey Mouse or some shit. What do you mean?
I mean that.
First off, I know that planes go in the air. Like, fuck off.
You just think that there's someone. You just think there's someone bigger out there shaking it.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But no, I've gotten over that. I'm like, okay, this is really happening. But the moon landing, I believe that the moon landing happened. I just don't think it was on the moon.
Wait, did you sit next to someone on the flight and just like say like, it's okay, you don't have to worry. Like, it's just someone bigger shaking the plane.
No, because that's more terrifying than like actual flights.
Right. Everything you think is real is wrong.
Wait, that has nothing to do with what he just said.
Yes, it does.
In what way? What
do no, you I'm mean? Saying that's what you told the person.
Oh,
next
I thought you were just making a blanket statement. I'm like, you're insane. What did you put
to
in the non-snacks?
To all of our listeners at Infowars.com.
I know, dog. This is getting real.
So what was high school like for you?
Fun. It was like, high school was like stupid to me because, I don't know, I kind of was always very like, ready to go, but every kid feels this way, but I mean it. Like,
you mean ready to get out of there?
I hated it, but it was I tolerated it.
Yeah.
I went for the music. I was like, I'm gonna go for the music because I was very smart, and then I like stopped caring about showing off that I was smart.
When did you start your senior slump?
What's senior slump mean?
It means like not giving a shit about classes, not caring about.
I started
like,
my senior slump in middle school. Yeah. I was like, I got a pair of feelers, and I was like, listen, I'm in it for the, like, I kept my grades up so I could play the flute competitively.
You were in band.
Uh-huh, marching band.
Marching band.
You're like you were a classically trained flautist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to U of H for music performance.
Oh, shit.
Flute. I was the best piccolo player in the damn state. That's a lie. There's there's an Asian girl that was way better than me. But what?
I'm saying a piccolo is not the same as a flute.
Piccolo is a tiny flute.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're both woodwind instruments.
It's the same fingerings, same embouchure. It's just tiny.
By the way,
it's like you would eat a jumbo pickle or a baby pickle. That's still a pickle. What you talking about?
Say tiny fingering the same way that you would say it is sparkle.
I'm not going to say tiny fingering. Yo, but you know it would be so funny because we have to finger your instrument.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, that shit would be so, like, the band director would be like, all right, everyone silently finger. And we'd just be like. Oh, shit is so funny. Oh, that's why band kids are so freaky. But anyway, let's not go there.
Wait, where did you guys travel?
We went to California. That was my first trip to California, was with the band.
And?
We played at this Disney workshop. We, like, learned a song and, like, played.
Oh, and then they animate. Like, you do, like, the Tarzan theme song or whatever.
No, we weren't that good. I was good.
Yeah.
The band was holding me back, frankly.
Lizzo's embouchure was fucking
my embouchure.
Dope.
You hear that? Yo, the real ones know.
It's your asshole.
That's just my asshole blowing in the mic. Yo, they're getting quite the view. That's going to be the sound of the whole podcast. That slurp, because I'm doing it intentionally. I want you to use it. I need a sound bite. Email that to me later.
Let's do it.
Okay. I got to animate what happens.
Wait, can we do a clean one? Just real quick.
That's so nasty. Anyways, I was going to say I'm so hungry again, but that's fucked up. Continue. What else you want to know about me?
I want to know.
Woo!
After, so you knew you were going to go to college.
Yeah.
Did you know you were going to go to U of H?
I knew I was going to U of H, so therefore I knew I was going to college. It was reversed. Because I was studying under the flute professor, Sydney Carlson, and actually the other girl too, but Sydney was one I stuck with. And I was studying with her since high school, and she taught at U of H. And so that's the only reason why I was able to go to college. She was like, you're going to get a scholarship.
Did you stay on campus or live at home?
I lived on campus because, bitch, I was like, I'm ready to go. I was never home. And I was like, as soon as I get up out this bitch, I left. And I like lived in the towers. It was so, so shitty.
Ashley and I also lived in the towers.
At U of H?
No.
Oh, just in towers?
College.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. She's nodding, so I know you're not fucking with me because you're always fucking with me. Nasty ass. Yeah, no, I lived in the towers. The pizza was bad, man.
Like, where is there good pizza?
In Houston?
No, I mean just in general. Like, where's the best pizza you've had?
Best pizza I ever had was in New York. Obviously. But I don't think it was New York style pizza. Because it's at this place called Lucali's, the place that Beyonce and Jay-Z like. Yeah. Mm. And
did you go there because they liked it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on, dog. Right. What am I, a red-blooded American? Everything I do is because Beyonce and Jay-Z do it.
You moved to Houston, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I heard whispers that rumblings that she was down there. But yeah, no, the pizza was bomb. Like, we ate it so quickly. And we like ordered, because you know you have to order it, like you have to be there.
Yeah.
You can't just like call in.
Right.
So we like drove there, waited, the whole pizza man was back there just like flipping that shit. And like he was the one who makes it for Jay-Z. So he was like winky and shit. I'm He's like, damn,
Jay's personal pizza man?
Yeah, they shut down the whole restaurant for them. So then when it came out, we just destroyed that shit. But it was light. It was like so light. And New York pizza's not, it's light.
Well, it depends on where you go.
Right.
But isn't it supposed to be super wide so you flat, you like fold it?
No, it doesn't have to be super. It's not like 2 feet wide.
I would love a 2 foot wide pizza right now.
You're so hungry right
now.
Oh
my God. Me so hungry.
You haven't eaten in like 6 months. How does that work with your plant diet, by the way?
6 months?
I don't know.
Is that Obama? No. Oh my God, that's Lyndon Johnson. You know what? It's black and white. You know, Obama's so light-skinned sometimes. In like a black and white photo, I'd be like.
And you don't see color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So you went to U of H, and were you majoring in?
Yeah, I majored in music performance and flute.
So
I didn't have no fucking minor, bruh.
Where would that have taken you?
Like, I wanted to play in
a symphony orchestra.
And yeah, ensembles. Like, I was going to go to
but
Paris.
But you were a star.
I'm a what?
You are a star. So like all these people were holding you back.
I was, yeah, I know. The entire band was holding me back. The brass and the Wolverines. I was like, bitch, you know who I would be if you guys were just a little better. No, yeah, I was a star flute player. Mm-hmm. And I was a bad bitch. How'd you know that? You looked me up.
I read your Wikipedia. I edited your Wikipedia page.
You edited it? Can you edit mine? Can you change the picture?
You want to hear the real truth?
Oh my God.
I got banned from Wikipedia because I was changing Michelle Kwan, her page, to Michelle Richomi Kwan.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're funny. Damn, so you're banned. What about you? Can you change my picture? I hate that picture.
Yeah, I signed it under my friend's name, so I can do it.
Thank you.
Yeah. What picture do you want? Just any picture?
Like a badass photo of me.
Like a picture of Lyndon Johnson?
Yeah, Lyndon B.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Or Obama.
Yeah, do it.
Or Michelle Obama, actually.
Okay.
Just her looking right into the
mirror. Yeah.
Right down the lens.
Yeah, super intense.
Yeah, I love that. Lizzo. Yeah.
Wait, so you had offers for you to play like professionally?
Yeah, I was going to go to Paris, and I was going to study under this man. His name was Patrice, but I don't remember his last name.
And what happened?
That is the golden question. I made a decision that I was like, this is so fucked up. I hope kids who are in college aren't listening to this, but I was like, I'm already performing music. Why do I need a music performance degree? And then I just stopped.
Wait, stopped like everything?
Yeah, I stopped everything.
Like put the flute down and
walk because
away.
I was already rapping at that point, and I thought that rap was like the shit.
So when did you start rapping?
I started rapping when I was... I wrote raps mm-hmm. when I was like 12, but I started actually having the confidence to rap when I was like 14.
And where were you performing? Or were you not?
I was performing in I wasn't actually like on that level. I really, for me to say I'm already performing was like kind of fucked up and I should have stayed in school. But because we were like doing like the school fashion show, the assemblies. Like,
wait,
the,
did they want you to? Or were you just like going up there and being like, listen, motherfuckers. Like,
no, I was in a rap. I was in rap groups.
I know.
So
but I
was in the Cornrow Clique. I was in MZ Juicy. And we would just like perform at these functions. And we thought we were like on. We really did. And
were
I was like,
you?
I don't need a fucking degree. Nah, hell no, I wasn't on. I'm on now. Shit, this is what one is.
That's some Batman shit. You're like, you know, one person during the day and one person at night.
It's true.
Playing a fluted, all hours.
Flute at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, but
then you're in the Cornrow Clique at night.
Cornrow Clique. Mm-hmm. Cornrow Clique. Yeah, and it's kind of cliche to be like this double life, but I really had one.
Yeah.
It was like Melissa and Lizzo were like two different
So
people.
Lizzo was always your rat name.
Yeah, Lizzo was my nickname. Lizzo is my nickname. Mm-hmm. That's what people been calling me since middle school. Lizzo. Nobody calls me Melissa except for my mom, but she don't really even call me that. I don't know why I just got sad.
I thought you were just going to say, like, she doesn't really call me anymore.
She doesn't call me. She doesn't like me. I'm the ugly one. I'm the ugly one. Believe it or not, I know, fellas. I know. I know. My brother's the best looking one. My sister's cute. And then I had to put it together. I had to grow into this.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So how'd you tell your parents that school was no longer in the picture?
Oh my God. It was bad.
Did you not tell them?
This is like a painful memory. Like, I didn't tell them. I stopped talking.
Because you started rapping.
No, didn't talk at all. I didn't even rap. I stopped talking. Y'all think I'm joking? I stopped talking for like 4 months, and I didn't talk to my family.
You went on strike?
I didn't talk to anyone. Yeah.
Were you depressed, or I mean, like, was it a thing? Like,
I don't know if. Looking back on it now, it looked like a psychotic break, mm-hmm. but I was also just like, it was like a vow of silence that I unintentionally took.
It was an art project.
I guess so.
I mean, did you, looking back on it, I mean, was there like a lot of pressure on you?
Yeah, but it was like self-pressure. Like, I put all that pressure on myself, and like, I was the only one who, like, was in school, like, scholastically, I guess. Like, my brother didn't go to college, and my sister went to like art school for a year and then like quit. And so I was like, I felt like a lot of pressure to be like the one, you know. Yeah. What I'm saying, I was like, I'm gonna have this like bomb ass career. But it was like self-pressure, you know. And my parents were like proud of me and shit, and I was like, ah, oh. You know, they're like proud of me, and I'm all classy. Yeah. But it worked out.
But how did you break out of that?
How did I break out of what? Flute?
No, like of that.
Not speaking.
Yeah.
Yo, it was hard. I had to leave. So I just went to.
You had a roommate at the time.
No, I went to stay with my family in Denver. I like left. So I did have my roommate in college.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I just
yeah.
like, and when I left, when I quit school, I went to Denver to stay with my family.
Did you give your roommate a heads up that you were leaving?
Oh my God.
Does she still not know?
Oh my God, I have to call Kathy? Catherine? I don't even remember that bitch name, bro. I wanted to be roommates with my best friend Zizi at the time, but it didn't happen. I don't even remember who my roommate was.
That's fucked up.
That was many, many, many tequila shots and Molly's ago. Fuck. I gotta remember who she is. I gotta send her a thank you card.
So you went to Denver?
I went to Denver.
What was that like?
It was weird. Once I went like hiking, and like there was like a wolf like in the street. Like, I was in a cul-de-sac neighborhood, and I was hiking at night, and then this wolf just like did like that, trotted up, and he just like looked over, and I was like, oh shit. And I remember just like kind of ducking behind a bush.
Yeah,
I was like, this is fucked up. I hate this. It's like bears and shit coming down just like see what's up.
What,
like,
were you doing up there?
My family moved to Denver because the mortgage business was really good.
Excellent.
That's the actual truth though. So, I think
so. You
maybe I'll find out in 15 years that was a lie too.
But you get up there and they're like, oh cool, you're here? Or are they just like, what happened to
no,
school?
No, I was like, I'm coming home. But my mom was always like, come home if anything ever gets crazy, you know, you can always come home. Like, she was very like, she would worry about me because I was always very independent, so there was like nothing she could do.
Mm-hmm.
And all she could do was like offer me a safe space and like some
and a
food.
Roof above your head.
Well, yeah, it's not that safe that there are wolves running around.
Straight up, I was like,
but
what,
you know what, safer than the roaches.
No, them roaches,
and the rattlesnakes,
boy,
and everything else down in Houston.
The horses, bruh. No, the fucking wolves. Wait, no, wait. Which one was worse? The roaches. Yo, they would talk, man. They were hissing. Hissing cockroaches.
Was this during the Molly period?
Wait, during the what?
The Molly period.
Yo, and it was a period, and it ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
So, how long were you in Denver for?
I was in Denver for a summer, for 4 months, and that's when I stopped talking.
You didn't talk at all in Denver?
Yeah.
And then you left.
Yeah.
And went to Minnesota?
I went to... Well, I left. I remember I flew... Oh, my God.
This is so like... This is your life.
I know, yeah.
I flew to Dallas to meet up with my friend. And he was... Actually, bleep his name out. I'm not going to give him no street cred.
Cool.
I met up with bleep. And because he was auditioning for American Idol. And
Sanjaya, yeah.
Oh my God, it's Sanjaya. And now we're back to one.
By the way, do you remember what before when you were just like, so there's like a white, like a smaller white guy. I'm like, okay, Clay Aiken. You're like a bigger black guy, and I'm just like,
it's Ruben Studdard.
Ruben Studdard, right? And then I was, and
then Daughtry.
Daughtry.
Yo, literally. Yo.
Did they play you? Did they take your money?
Dead at take my money. The group? No, we were just, yeah. Wait, what? What are you talking about?
By the way, I know we're off track, but I like singing Sorry 2004 at karaoke.
The greatest.
Mm, yeah.
He has a very deep vibrato.
But how amazing is it to, like, you know, name, like, it's not, you know, in like certain like rap songs, they'll be like, yo, this is for the 99s and 2000s. Mm. But Ruben Studdard literally put it in his title.
I'm sorry for 2004.
2004.
Yo, that's kind of genius, but like it, only if he were still relevant.
What?
Oops. You know, that was me. No offense, Ruben. Is Ruben okay?
Ruben's great.
He's with us, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It was a close call. I feel like Ruben was in the news for being, you know, great? Naughty.
Oh.
Naughty.
Great. Are y'all like secretly Ruben Studdard fans or something? Is he here?
Here he is. Yeah.
Punk in my
Come
ass.
On out, Ruben.
The most random, like, surprise celebrity guest.
No, Sanjaya would be the most random.
I know. But he was in my life. You know, you ever have like those random celebrity guests in your in the story in the fucking television show of your life? Sanjaya was one of them.
Do you want to hear a good one?
Who? What?
Okay.
Tell me one. What's how you answer that?
I really thought you were going to be like, no.
I know, because I really was thinking it. Yeah, I was like, not? I would really want to hear a fucking burger in my mouth. Anyways, I'm
Jeff
sorry.
And I were in LA for some meetings, and do you know the club No Name?
Yeah, now I do.
Okay, it's on like
everybody keeps talking about it.
Fairfax or whatever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we went there one night. Our then manager asked us to come through, and she was already inside. And it's one of those things where you need like a business card to like get in and get like entry, and it has like a number on it. So we walk in there, and we are seated at this circular table and in this booth. And Jeff is on one side, and there's a girl there, and I'm sitting on the other side, and I just meet this girl, and she's sitting next to me. And
wait, what is this situation?
Well, just keep going.
So we're having this conversation, and all of a sudden, the girl who I'm sitting next to looks at the door, and she was like, "Oh," and starts waving over. And who walks in? Owen Wilson, the actor. So Owen Wilson sits right next to us. Now we're like five in the booth, and we're like, "All right." And Owen's just like, hey, like, how you doing? And I'm like, my God, your nose is just as weird as it is, like, on screen. And you are just, you sound exactly
yeah.
like. And he goes, what do you guys do? I'm like, oh, well, my brother and I are hip hop sketch comedians. And he was like, well, that's fascinating.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He always says.
And we were like, yeah. And he was like, I was just at home right before this, reading this this New Yorker piece on a guy named Peter Rosenberg. Do you guys know him? And we're like, yes, we know Peter Rosenberg.
Like, he lives across the street. Like, we went to his wedding.
Yeah,
like,
we know Peter. Yeah. And
oh, y'all know him like that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's Jewish.
We saw him at the meeting. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Jew meeting that happens right. at the yeah. Citadel every yeah. week.
It's up in the towers where Jeff and Ashley went to school.
Wild. Y'all know him. We'll talk about that later. Keep going.
So, yeah. So, we talk about that. And then he's like, do you know this guy, white rapper, a lot of tattoos?
Stop.
He's like Mac something. We're like,
Mac Miller?
Yeah, like, we know him.
We were on his TV show.
We know him very well, all that, right? And he was just like, you know, I was just with him and...
At my neighbor Rick Rubin's house.
So he was like, oh, yeah, we went from hot tub to ice bath to hot tub together. And we were just like, well, this is very... very strange. And he was just like, yeah. And everything that we were saying with him were killing, right? Like every joke that we tell, every story we tell, Owen
landing
dying laughing.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, like we're killing with Owen Wilson. Later on when
we realized that he was really high,
yeah, just really, but really super duper
2 months
high.
Later we were like, you know, who knows if any of this is true or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was the ice bucket challenge, and Rick Rubin does it.
He puts up a video
where he submerges himself, and not like a regular like ice bucket. It was like a huge, like as big as this table.
Whoa.
And
yeah.
And he goes all the way down, you know, and there's like credits that roll, and it says like, these are the people I want to nominate. And it was Eminem, Rihanna, and the third one was
Mac Miller.
Yeah. Mac Wilson.
Mac Wilson. The story that we were all telling, Mac Wilson.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what's wild to me? Like, why famous people who've been famous hella long are like so out of touch with reality? It's cute almost. Like,
well, who's the craziest person that you've met?
I mean, we see a lot of people now. We meet a lot of people.
No,
you know
no.
what I'm saying? Yeah. So at this point, you know what I'm saying? I be brushing shoulders, dusting elbows, you know what I'm saying? Touching the tip of the knee with all sorts of slips.
Well, I just mean like, what's like the wildest behavior that you've seen? You don't have to name a name. like, for instance, we just had somebody up here who has a personal assistant, and the personal assistant was doing, like, literally everything for this person.
Like what? Like breathing?
Like bringing okay. over, like, I like done, and then, like, switching it out real quick before you can grab it again and sip it.
Diddy.
It was not
Diddy. It was Diddy.
It was Diddy.
I don't know who to believe, because he knows glasses. The game. Yeah. Glasses. Woo! I've seen some, well, I don't know. I've seen some cool shit, but nothing too weird. I'd be, like, staying out of people's business.
Have you been to Puff's crib?
No. Oh. I ain't never been to Puff. Why are you going to call him Puff? You know his name is Brother Love now.
No, it's not. He took that back.
Really?
Yeah,
he did.
Damn. It lasted That's
for
a
like,
shame.
It lasted for, like, 20 hours.
That's a shame.
Remember when he called himself Swag?
No.
Yeah, yes.
That happened for 20 hours as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Diddy. Yeah. You know what? Diddy can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, we had a string of, like, guests for a while who was, like, every episode in a row, they had been to Puff's crib, like, either in Los Angeles or Miami.
And they all had amazing stories about it.
Mm. Well, I haven't, so fuck you guys.
So where do you go after Dallas, then when you showed up and your friend was there?
Dallas.
Why did you go to Dallas?
To meet up with him, because he was auditioning for American Idol, and I thought it was lit. And
Were you going to?
I did. I auditioned.
You did?
Yeah.
At the Dallas thing?
But I was a bad singer. I was so bad. I mean, I made it. Well, it's a lie.
Wait, what did you sing?
I didn't make it. This is so embarrassing. I sang Listen by Beyonce. Yo, and it was so bad. Because I started it at the... But I'll be holding on. Why did I start there? I should have started from Listen.
Right.
So they quit. Oh my gosh, so stupid.
You just wanted to merge lanes.
Wait, did you get in front of the judges, or was it for like the producers?
So you sing in front of like local, like curated people, and then you sing in front of producers, and then you have to like write all this weird shit about your life and like what's your weird angle, why are you good for television.
What'd you tell them?
Oh my. I told them I was asexual because I wanted to, like, I was like, ain't nobody said that on TV yet. So I wrote, I'm asexual. I'm neither attracted to men or women. Wait, it's a rare condition.
Did they read that in front of you?
Not a rare condition.
Did they read that in front of you? And
no.
Like, so Lizzo.
I just thought they would bite. I was like, yeah, they're going to bite. I believe it about myself. I was Lizzo.
You were Lizzo.
I was Lizzo.
Okay.
Chill.
Whenever you performed, you were Lizzo.
Whenever I was anywhere, I was Lizzo. At school, I was Lizzo. My friends, like, I mean, my friends who've known me, they call me Melissa, or they call me Lizzo Dorillo.
That's pretty good.
Who've like known me since like middle school? Who gave me the name? They call me that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
So American Idol didn't work out.
Thank God, because you know what? All love to send. This is a very American Idol themed thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I went back to Houston after that, and how the fuck did I get back to Houston? I remember I hitchhiked to my friend Kitty's house.
What?
And then me and Kitty maybe went back to Houston together.
You hitchhiked?
Yes, because she was still going to U of H. Yeah.
Like thumb out, like.
Yeah, and I got on in the back of a pickup truck.
What?
Wait, which back? Like the actual, like the
like
bed?
The bed of the Yeah, but it was Texas. Oh, they were everywhere. It was other people. We were waving at each other. Everybody's in the back of a pickup truck. And then I went they took me and my friend Kitty's house, and then me and Kitty went back to Houston together. And I joined a rock band.
Why?
I joined a rock band because I wanted a band for me and my girl group for MZ Juicy. And so I was like, yo, let's just go on Craigslist, find a rock band that's looking for a vocalist, and then we show up together and say that we're MZ Juicy and we want y'all to be our band. And then like
Hurricane. Surprise them. Yeah.
Which one? Hurricane Rita? Was it Rita?
That was 2005.
Yep. Hurricane Rita hit. Damn. Facts.
Hey.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah.
Boy, oh, you are Wikipedia. Yeah. I thought you were like, I just Wikipedia'd it.
No, they don't let me.
Jeff is Wikipedia.
Okay, so anyway, Hurricane Rita hit, and then she like stopped talking to me. It was like so weird. And then I like went to the audition by myself. Like literally the week of, it was like desolate and weird. She wasn't talking to me, and we still had this meeting with this band.
Was she doing like her own silent thing?
I don't know. I really don't know. And I'll never know.
Okay. Because
we're not friends no more. But I went to the audition by myself. I was supposed to go with her and we were supposed to rap. But then something in me was like, these people don't know you. You've never sang or rapped in front of them before. So pretend to sing. And they were like, so what do you got? And I was like, yeah. I just like went in.
Beyonce again?
Yeah. I mean, oh God. Oh, that's so embarrassing. No, I just started like yelling. Like, I was just like,
fire.
Yeah. Lord Jesus. And they were like, yo, we don't know what you're saying, but we like the way you sound, so join the band. And I joined the band.
And the band's name?
Oh my God. Everything about your past is so embarrassing. Ellipses.
Ellipses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you style it like dot, dot, dot?
It was ELLYPSEAS. And I didn't name the band. They were already named Ellipses before I joined. And I tried so hard to change the name.
Why would you change a perfect name?
Okay, fuck off. That name drove me mad. I was like, this has nothing to do with us.
So anymore. Wait, every time you did it live, you're like, hi, we're...
I owned it. I was like, we're Ellipses. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. Like, it was...
What'd you try to change it to?
Well,
Citadel.
Lizzo and some guys I met on Craigslist.
Dead ass. I was like, come on, like, brand it around me. I remember the boys wanted to name us the Mongrels, and I was like, I'm the lead singer here. Like, what the fuck? The Mongrels. That was wild times. Yes, I joined a rock band.
So did you gig?
We gigged a lot.
Yeah?
Nominated for a Houston Press Award.
Wow.
Best Progressive Rock Band. I was nominated for Best Miscellaneous Instrument for the flute. I lost both of those things.
You were nominated, though.
It's an honor to be nominated.
You know, you already won.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, we played.
Did your folks ever see you play live?
No. My mom came to one show, and there was no one in this bar. It was like,
and she
maybe,
was like,
maybe
you fucking gave up that flute scholarship.
That was like hard because my mom was not impressed because the band wasn't very good and I wasn't a very good singer back then, and literally no one came to this. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. Like, no one came to the show. And I was like, Mom, I want you to see my band. I'm super excited. Like, I'm like so sad right now thinking about it. And we played and it was so embarrassing.
Wait, was the material anything?
That's the only show she's ever seen.
Really?
Stop.
I mean, she's seen Lizzo show.
Oh, yeah,
oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah.
But her Ellipses really experience.
Yes. That was it.
Oh, so she was one of the lucky few to see Ellipses in their prime.
Okay. Yo, I mean, we were lit, though. I had bubble guns on stage, and I would, like, blow the bubble guns. And I wore,
but
like,
was it at all, like...
flowers on my shoulders.
Was it at all, like, the material you do now?
Hell no. Shut up.
No, not even, like, kidding. I mean, like, you know, in terms of, like, tone or in terms of anything, like, was
that
there
was
anything...
That was, like, we were a progressive rock band.
Like you mean, like, keyboards?
There was a keyboard player, there was a drummer, there was a bassist, there was a guitarist, and it was me.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like play music that sounded like Mars Volta. And I would like be singing like Soul Cedric on top of it.
Wow.
Yeah. And this I played flute too.
This is like, well, this is a whole, you guys were Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Almost.
Wait, did they know that you could play the flute, or did that come up like just, you know, a couple months in?
I pulled it out on them later.
Wow.
I was like, well, I could perhaps. And they were like, what? But it went. They were like, this is cool. Because I was so embarrassed of the flute. Flute's embarrassing to me at first. You know, you're embarrassed of who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, if, you know, it's like, it's not cool when you've been doing it forever.
Mm-hmm.
But other people look and they're like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
Shout out to Ellipses. Yeah.
Shout out to Ellipses, boy. Shout our music is still fingerings. Out there. And it is. It's okay.
Does anybody
I've done
like,
better.
Do people like dig it up?
Hell nah. Not yet, but you know the motherfuckers will. I might need to talk to Atlantic about taking that shit down. Because it's not good. It's not good. And there's some cornrow clips floating around too.
Really? Mm-hmm. It was almost good though. Houston.
Almost good, but Tax the Wolf was better. Tax the Wolf won. They were our friends. It's
so
okay.
What happened to rapping throughout this whole time?
I rapped a little bit in the band.
Yeah?
Yeah, but then I started like singing more and more and more and more. And I was like, oh, I can sing. I started getting better because I was just going, gigging so much. And then...
Did you think there was a future beyond Houston and surrounding areas?
No. I mean, I remember asking them, I was like, so what do you guys, what's the big goal here? When I first interviewed them, or they interviewed me.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the big dream here? You guys want to be on TRL? You guys want to be on MTV? You know, like that was it. Like,
yeah. And they said...
They said, no, fuck no. And they were like, do you know what indie music is? And I was like, like independent? And they were like, listen. And they just like showed me this whole world of like... being an artist and not caring about the industry. It was really cool.
Was that traveling around in a van?
No, it was just like discovering the world, the scene in Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of cool bands are from there, but not. The Suffers are from there. Y'all know the Suffers?
Mm-mm.
The Tontons,
mm-mm,
the Wild Moccasins,
nope,
like the Heebie Jeebies,
the Mongrels,
the Pooty Tooties,
the Mongrels,
the Mongrels, Ellipses, Sanjaya.
So, how do you make it out of Houston?
Okay, so the band broke up, and I was working with this guy. So, when I was in Denver, I like did a little stint at Cirque du Soleil, and I was a photographer, and I met this girl. It was the Kooza show with the yellow tent.
Hold on.
What? You work for Cirque too?
No.
You're a Cirque family? No. Yo, we were family. He's like, are you the Cirque family? It's like a big deal.
So you didn't go to Paris, but you did make it to Cirque du Soleil.
I honestly felt like I was like, this is the universe. Like when that happened, yeah.
So what was that experience like?
I just took pictures for Cirque du Soleil. But it was the Denver location of Kooza. Yeah. I wasn't like going around with contortionists and shit like fucking sailors and shit and
wait,
fucking
by the
Tanzania.
Way, that should be your Twitter bio. I took pictures for Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, wait.
Can we change the Wikipedia entry to that?
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Michelle Obama picture.
Oh my God. Or Malia smoking.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Oh, it's Sasha. Which one smoke?
No, Malia.
And she's allowed to do whatever she does.
She's my 19-year-old queen.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. Mm-hmm. Wait, what was your question? You fucking me up.
No, Cirque du Soleil. You were there.
Yeah,
I was there. And I would watch it every night. It was beautiful. The music was beautiful. There's certain songs. Now, I need to listen to the soundtrack because there was this one song that just like gets me right in the chest. Like, it's beautiful shit.
No, that's mm-hmm. good.
And so I met this girl. She was another photographer. It's blonde. Tracy Lizay, hey girl. And she was like, yo, you should meet my friend Johnny. He's really cool. And he's a producer. And like Minneapolis has this crazy scene. It's like atmospheres there. And our friends, Bite Club. And there was like all these cool bands.
Wait, they
like,
sold you on it by saying atmospheres there?
I didn't even know who Atmosphere was.
He's a white guy.
He's definitely white. No, he's a little native too. He's a little indigenous.
We don't see color, Jeff.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't see color. Edit that part out. I don't want to be talking about slug and shit. Yeah, so Atmosphere, and they're like, it's really cool. And I was like, okay, well, teach me more. And I met Johnny, and Johnny walked through, and I remember he's just like this little white guy. And he was like, the first day I met him, they're like, this is Johnny. He was like, what's up? And he's like, about to go fuck some bitches in Boulder. And he like left. And we were like, what? Like, that's how I met him. And I was like, this guy's kind of cool. So then he started sending me beats. And because I left, you know, I went back to Houston.
Yeah.
He started sending me beats. And I would just like write to them. And he was like, do you rap though? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I really want to hear you rap. And so that got me back into rapping because I was singing in my band. And I would like send him videos of me like singing to his tracks on like the laptop shit. And then he was like, this is so dope. Like, and then one day he was like, I'm moving back to Minneapolis. If you come with me, you can stay in my parents' house and get on your feet, but just I want you to be my band. And I was like, okay, I have nothing else going on for me. My band was breaking up. I was depressed. Unhappy, like Houston just didn't want me there anymore.
What did you know about Minneapolis?
I knew Prince.
Right.
And I knew Hot Dish.
Okay.
Because Tracy made me Hot Dish and I was like, tater tots and cheese? Bitch, this is what y'all eat? And I knew
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
I mean, I didn't know they were from Minneapolis. I just knew Prince. And that's it. Prince and tater tots. And I was like, all right, I'm going.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's cold, ain't it? And they're like, yeah. But I went in April when it was popping. Like, it was like 50 degrees. And so everybody was out in their short shorts and like flip flops.
You were like, all right.
They were suntanning. It was 50 degrees. I was like, it must get cold as fuck if this is what y'all sunbathing.
It did.
It was colder than Mars one day. The wind chill was colder than Mars. Damn. The temperature of Mars.
Mars is cold.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't get it twisted. It's red, but it's cold.
So you get there, and do you have to, like, get a job?
I worked at McCormick & Schmick in Edina. Turns out his parents lived in Edina, like, the richest fucking suburb in...
McCormick & Schmick?
the seafood restaurant.
Oh.
So I was like serving all these rich ass old white people fish. And I said salmon because I'm from Detroit. And one of these rich ass old men said salmon. And I was like, damn, I guess it's over for me. It's a wrap. I'm in white country. Because, you know, I grew up in Detroit, in Houston. Yeah. I was around very multi-culti.
Denver
was a spell, though. That was like a few months of my life. And then I fucking...
Behind the lens.
Yeah, right? Cirque du Soleil. Exactly. Sing, sing. So I was looking at, you know, my people, you know, contortionists and bad bitches. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, like, he was like, salmon. And I was like, fuck, this is my life now.
Is that when you quit?
No. I was like, salmon. No. the L is silent.
It's great.
Yeah, okay. I would like... Literally, after working a shift, there was a Cheesecake Factory across the street, bro. I would finish my shift, take a wad of money, go to Cheesecake Factory by myself, eat an appetizer, a fucking meal, and a boozy milkshake, and just like cry by myself. It was hard.
Damn.
It was very hard.
I think there's a Drake song about that.
I know. No, yeah.
So how long did you give yourself before you were gonna like bounce?
My mom was like, give it a year. And I was like, okay. She was like, you can always come back. But it worked out for me. Like, I met, you know, my DJ, and she became like my best friend, and we started a girl group together. And within like a year of that, we got like voted best band in the Twin Cities, and we were like playing like First Avenue, and like shit just started popping real quick.
First Avenue, Prince.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And so Prince, you were actually on his radar.
Uh-huh.
And then you never actually met him, but you did record but a song with him.
Yeah, and he met me. I never met him, but he met me. Yeah, and we got to record on his album, Plectrum Electrum, and I got to perform for him a few times. And I got to watch him perform. He invited me to see him play piano and sing. Oh, it was so special.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it was so special.
Did you wear purple?
No, because I had just played a show, and I was like, motherfucker, like, they hit us up last minute, and I was like, I am going out to Chanhassen after this show, and I'm about to watch Prince play. As soon as I got off the stage, I called an Uber, and the Uber was expensive, because Chanhassen from Minneapolis, it's a spell, but I went, so I was wearing my show clothes.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I can't believe it myself. Sometimes I sit back, and I'm like, damn, that happened.
Yeah.
And it's still happening. Like, I'm in his discography.
Amazing.
Me and Sophia Aris are in his discography.
So you're on Tidal.
Only on Tidal. And I'm in the vault.
Yeah. And then he also like shouted you out. Like there was like top five. Yeah.
Many times. Like Prince had been co-signing me for a while. Like Prince put me on the New York Magazine thing. They were like, this is Prince's artist you must listen to now. And I was one of them. He was like, yo, she's going to be a big deal. And then he like would play this remix. Apparently, he made a remix of the Boy Trouble song that me and Sophia were on. And he made like a club remix to it. And he would DJ that. When he would go around the world and DJ, he would just like play that song. And they were like, Rita Ora loves your voice. Like, so cool.
What was Paisley Park like?
Paisley Park was so... And not what I thought it would be like, but also so magical at the same time.
What did you think it was going to be like?
I thought Paisley Park was going to be like kind of like Neverland Ranch,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. It was
no giraffes, no monkeys,
no really tall trees with like Michael looking down.
No railroad.
Yeah, it was very like industrial. Almost, there was like an airplane hangar in there and a commercial kitchen, commercial bathrooms. It was like a music venue, except it was also Prince's house.
Right.
And it is Prince's house, you mm-hmm. know. NERD, you feel me? No one ever really dies. You mm-hmm. feel me? Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, you got to get through this gate to get in. And then it's like white and it's white on the outside and purple on the inside. And my mom saw Prince sitting on his motorcycle. She said she turned around and he was just like.
At Lake Minnetonka?
No, like the motorcycle. Yeah. It's in his house. It's in Paisley Park. And she turned around. He was just like sitting on it. And he like kind of looked up at her like really cool. She was like, I will never forget that. Wait, Prince on his motorcycle.
So your mom saw you with Ellipses with no one there.
Yeah.
And then she saw you at Prince's spot. Yeah.
Prince and saw Prince sitting That's on pretty his good. Motorcycle. That's so pretty yeah, good. I made up for that embarrassing moment as a ute. Yeah, so that happened.
So you're recording in Minneapolis. You're feeling good about your stuff.
Yeah.
who's the first person sort of outside the scene to take an interest in you?
Besides Prince. Mm-hmm. Who was like, yo, you're jamming. Mark Ronson liked one of my tweets like 5 years ago, and that just like blew my mind. Yeah. I was like, it's on now. I made it. Fuck y'all. I'm out.
you got the notification on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was, anyway, that's not real. That's not valid at all.
He did it by accident.
I know. He was like, oh shit. I don't know who was the first person to co-sign me. John Mayer was like the craziest one. I remember the first one was fucking, it was a girl. It was feminist. It was like feminist women, white feminist artists. Like Tegan and Sarah were like fans, like super early, like Pussy girls Riot. Like that. Mm. Yeah, like Pussy Riot. Well, she a fan now, but she wasn't a fan back then. But she was in jail back then too. Mm-hmm. So, hey, free Nadia. who was it? Slater Kinney? It wasn't Slater Kinney. Yo, I'm trying to remember who it was. It was a white woman, and she was feminist, and she could sing. Anyway,
it wasn't John Mayer though.
That is, oh, it was John Mayer. John Mayer being a fan is like not even being a fan. He just fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Well, how did you show that he was a fan?
Wow, I forgot the first thing. He was listening to your music on like Snapchat or something. Yes, he posted my song Phone because it was on a thing, and he posted, he was like, here we go with the caption, and it was Phone, and everyone was like, John Mayer's listening to Phone, like freaked out, and I freaked out. And then my friend Brandon Wardell did like a little dance party, mm-hmm. and he was like, John Mayer likes me, and I was like, cool. And he was like, and he's doing this party literally so he can meet you, like he's DJing for me. And I was like, first off, the fact that John Mayer was DJing with Brandon Wardell at his like aux cord parties was like mind blowing. And then he was like, but he's only doing it because he really wants to meet you.
And
then he came, and then we met him, and then he was like, you're really good. You're really, really good. And I was like, no, you're really good. And he was like, duh. He's like, don't like throw the compliments back and forth like, yeah, I'm a fucking amateur, you dumbass bitch. I remember feeling so stupid for like even complimenting him. He was like, I know, but you're good. This is what you need to do right now.
Right.
Like, he said he wanted to do a remix of my song Phone on Twitter, but none of this is gonna happen. I'm just gonna have these memories of JM, mm-hmm. you know, in my dreams.
Wait, how long ago was the John Mayer thing?
I was like, earlier this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It's very dope.
So,
because you know what he says about black women. I'm just kidding. We gonna change that today. We gonna change.
So, how do you get on the radar of Atlantic Records?
Through a man named Ricky Reed, mm-hmm. AKA Wallpaper, and he.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He Bay Area, Yay Area was popping. He like he found out about me and was like, yo, come to LA and work with me. And it was like this, he was verified. And it was this other producer who was also verified, but he was in the Twin Cities. And they were both like white dudes, and they were like tweeting at me, like, come work with me, come work with me. And I was like, listen, guys, I'm working on my album. I don't have time to be working with all these like verified producers. Like,
with,
you know,
80,000 like, followers. Yeah.
And I was being very like bougie about it. And then like my manager at the time was like, yo, you should really work with Ricky Reed and go to LA. I like put them on the same level, but yeah. No offense to the other dude. Oh, I hope he never hears this.
Mark Ronson?
Yeah, yeah. That's a shame. Spill the beans.
Can't remember his name.
God, but yeah, yeah, no, he.
So I believe it's Hide the Beans.
I knew it. I was like, somebody gonna say that shit. And I flew to LA to meet him, and we made Worship, which if anyone is listening to this podcast, go stream my EP Coconut Oil right now. But Worship is the first song on the EP, and it's the first song we made, and we were just like freaked out, you know what I'm saying? And then the second song we made was Good as Hell. And that was like within the week
that's
of
the
knowing
title.
Each other.
Yeah, I want people to know, yeah, like, that's, yeah, the title.
The song was good as hell, and it's also called Good as Hell.
Right.
Yeah.
Parenthesis. Wait, no, quotes. No,
ellipses.
Asterisk. I hate y'all so much. You know when ellipses, there's ellipsis, and then there's ellipses, right? Mm-hmm. So ellipsis is dot, 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 but ellipses is like the dot, dot, dot of the dot, dot, dot.
And ellipses with the Y is the...
He's a Houston-nominated rock band, you fucking cocksucker. Yeah, so anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, so he was like, damn. He was like, damn, you're like really good. And I was like, oh, damn, you're really good. And then like,
well, what was it? What was it? Just your guys' connection? Or was it being in LA? Was it like you being more mature, finding your sound? What do you think it was?
I think it was me pushing my like my boundaries. Like he was like, can you sing? And I was like, a little bit. And then he was like, okay, well, how high is your range? And then I like,
you're like Beyonce? Oh, yeah.
No, exactly. I was like, not very high.
Yeah.
And then he was like, can you sing this? And I was like, ah! And it felt like so alien to me that it was like disembodied. Ooh, I'm so hungry. That was my stomach growling. It was like disembodied. And I was like, whoa, who is this person? And he like, and then we courted, we flirted around for a while musically. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, I have an imprint at Atlantic Records. I want to sign you. And I was like, never. I will never be on a major label again. And then I toured Atlantic Records and they were like, welcome. You know what I mean? They were like acting like I was already signed. And they were like, congratulations. And I was like, oh, they're so sweet. I like met everyone and they're like treating me like family. And like,
and it's because they thought you were the Cash Me Outside girl.
They thought I was Nicole, what's her name? Nicole Brigaldi. What's her name? Danielle Brigaldi.
Danielle Brigaldi.
Yo, she fire though.
Mm-hmm.
I would never co-sign appropriation in any way, and that is outside of this statement. But she is fire though. She hardworking, I hear. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get her on the remix. Come on.
Do it.
She's expensive.
Talk to JM.
You know how expensive she is. Hi, bitch. Talk to JM.
So.
Who is JM?
JM.
Oh, John Mayer. Yeah. Anyways.
How quickly we forget. So, you tour Atlantic. You're like, I could fuck with this.
Mm-hmm.
And what really sealed the deal?
Meeting Julie Greenwald. She's like the head of Atlantic Records, and we sat across a very long table from each other. First off, I met her. Oh God, I'm so stupid. I met her, like the dude who was in, the man who was introducing me, Ricky Reed's manager, Larry, is very like, hey, wow, like very high energy, and he knows everybody.
David Lee Roth. Yeah.
So he like walks in and he goes, Julie! And she's like, what's up? And I go, Julie! To like the queen of the music industry. And she looks at me like, who the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, oh no. Because I'm like, everybody liked me when they first meet me. And she likes me, but she was just like, you better learn who you're talking to. And so I met her and I was like, oh, hi. Because she was just like, listen. Mm-hmm. And then I turned around. She had this big ass like notebook paper on her wall, like curled, and it had like this like pencil writing on it, and I was like this is cute, and she was like, don't touch that. Diddy got that for me at Art Basel. And I was like, damn, and I'm fucking up left and right, dog. And then we sat down at the end of the table after she checked my ass a couple times. And then we talked, but like it was literally like, I felt, maybe she didn't feel this, but I felt like we were like crawling on top of the table like towards each other. Like we were just like,
no, that's a very Prince video.
No, that's him sitting on the bike, leaning. Yeah. Anyway, so we it was just like this like energy, this mm-hmm. like, and I kind of like believed that she believed enough in me to not forget about me, you know, which is what labels can sometimes do.
Yeah, I mean,
and she hasn't. My picture's closer to her room now. My picture used to be like all the way over in the boondocks, and then today I was walking through it, or yesterday I was walking through, and I was like, "Bitch, my picture moved." I was like, "Bitch, my picture next to Julie Greenwald office, bitch." I'll pop it, and Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran. Tween. Draco. Malfoy.
Oh, Lizzo.
I know. That was my dad joke. I'm also, I too am a daddy.
When you have to play your music in like meetings for people, where do your eyes go?
Great fucking question.
Thank you. Only good questions on this podcast.
That's a good question. You know, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard because don't nobody want to look at them when they're playing their music. Don't nobody mm-hmm. want to look at the artist while they're playing their music. I've noticed that.
Right.
Everybody kind of goes in their own world and they're like, okay. So I have two techniques. The first technique is close my eyes and rap to myself because fuck it, ain't nobody looking at me anyway.
Right, and you look so interesting if they are.
Do I?
Well, if
you know what I notice, motherfucker? When I do that and I open my eyes, everyone's looking at me.
Yeah,
yo, I notice that. But when my eyes are open and I'm kind of just like, whatever, like going through the motions, everyone's in their own world. But when I close my eyes and I start like just going hard for myself, everyone, I open my eyes and they're like, oh, what's she doing? And I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, defeated the purpose of closing my eyes. Yeah. But, yeah, I'll just perform. I perform.
What's the other one?
I bring Shaquilas and just get people drunk, so we're all just like lit.
You don't choose to just stare at the people while
isn't that weird? While they
listen? Intimidate them into liking it.
I met this director tonight, and he was like, "Sing me one of your songs," and I was like, "Okay." And I sang one of my songs a cappella in his fucking office on the couch, and I looked him dead in the eyes the whole time, and it was thrilling.
That's
a
power move.
I've never done that before.
That's awesome.
I was like, "Listen," you know what I mean? And he liked.
Wait, did you sing? Listen. Yeah.
Kill that song now. I would murder that song.
Do it.
Was it
do
right now. Simon do it Cowell?
Not for free, huh?
Was it Simon Cowell?
It was Simon Cowell. It was Ruben Studdard. God. Yeah.
This last year has been sort of epic, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Yeah.
It's been the best year of my life. No, yeah. I mean, it just keeps getting better and better and better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But like, what was the moment when you were just like, I can't even like have thought that this would ever happen in my life?
That happened when Prince invited us to his house. But this year, I feel like we had, there was like a big moment where we were like, what the fuck? We were just like flabbergasted, but I can't remember what it was. I feel like tour, I know, right? This amazing life-changing moment.
It happened.
I don't know, man. We'll be on stage. This tour was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like this last tour that we did in the fall, because this tour was very like the people who came to the show were different. Like we would have tours and they'd be like, yes, I love this song, but this time it was like like they were breaking the decibel
meter.
No, not the meter, but like certain venues could only have like 102 decibels mm-hmm. of sound per night, like legally, and like without our music playing they were like hitting 107 and 110, like just screams.
You have the loudest fans.
They were so loud. And honestly,
Houston Press says,
yeah,
I'm nominated for loudest fans. Yeah. Honestly, I hadn't heard that shit since like an NSYNC concert when I was a kid. But whoa. Like, I'm telling you, like everyone has been saying that to us, like people who go to shows, like industry people, they'll be like, it was so loud I couldn't like hear.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're so loud I can't even hear with my in-ear monitors in. And I'm not bragging right now, I'm just stating facts.
Are you complaining? You're complaining. You're saying,
no, yeah. I'm complaining. Hear.
Shut the fuck up,
yeah.
Fans.
Yeah, everybody, can you quiet down a bit? I can't hear myself fucking sing. Yeah. But yeah, no. So that was wild to see. So that was a big moment for us, realizing that like this is turning into something crazy.
What do you call your fans?
I don't know, but there's this page and they're called the Lizzo Lovers.
Are you with it or are you?
It's cute. Make your own name up. I don't got too much to do. I'll be writing songs.
Just call them all Monica.
I don't like calling them fans. I definitely don't do that. But Mod's son was like, they're friends, not fans. So I don't want to take Mod's son's thing. I just want like a you like that deep cut? I don't have names for them yet. But I really wanted to call them lesbians, but
mm-hmm. I
think
that
just like kind of narrows them down.
Just call it.
It's like, I'm a lesbian.
Just call him John Mayers.
Yeah. Yo, are you a... Yeah, no.
Are you a John Mayer?
It's a mouthful.
Are you a John Mayer?
But you know what? Some of these fan groups be mouthfuls, like Arianators
mm-hmm.
and like the Levotics.
Call your fans mongrels.
Oh! Hell no. Nah. I wouldn't even call myself a motherfucking mongrel. I don't know. I'm going to find out. We're going to find out.
So what's next? You've been recording.
I'm about to eat. Mean musically?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You know I knew that. I'm about to go to Atlanta, make some music.
Cool.
And then I'm going to be probably putting out music and touring more and acting and doing the splits and shaking my ass, being cute, fucking him mm-hmm. and his kid. That was dark and disgusting, and I'm so sorry to your wife or your husband and your babies and your dogs, but we really getting it in. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh. So what else? What else do you say? What else do you say? I'm just doing shit, man. There's gonna be new music. I've been trying to put out new music like consistently.
Yeah.
At least once a year. Shit.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. Ideal. And touring. Like touring is the bread and butter. That's what we like. That's how we thrive. We thrive on stage.
Do you enjoy touring?
Y'all should come to my show tomorrow.
First of all, we've been to your shows.
We've been to your shows.
Oh my god, you fucking stalkers.
Yeah. We've been to every show. We saw you at Fader 4.
We're mongrels.
And we saw you at Samsung Space here.
And I thought I saw you somewhere else too.
Yeah.
Samsung Space was so y'all were a part of the influencers they invited.
I mean,
y'all influential. Let's cut to the chase here, guys.
Yeah.
Are we hungry. Fucking or not?
I'm hungry. Are we fucking or not, you nasty ass? No, I'm telling you. Low key, everybody leave this room. It's gonna be me on the table. Let's go. Come at me on the table.
Thank you so much for coming through. We really appreciate it.
Yay, that was fun. Bam, 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 bam. Twink. That was my little triangle sound.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real. Jeff, if people want to find out more about us, we are It's The Real. If people want to find out more about this podcast, it's called A Waste of Time with It's The Real. If people want to find out more about this crazy world of It's The Real, where can they go?
You can always go to iTunes, search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real, or just search for It's The Real, I-T-S-T-H-E-R-E-A-L, no apostrophes, no spaces. We're also on soundcloud.com/A Waste of Time. If you want to go to listen to our music, we are on every single digital streaming platform, including Spotify, Google Play, Pandora, Apple Music, all of it. Teddy Bear Fresh, the album by It's The Real, with Sugar High, our song with Currency and Smoke Dizza, reaching 500,000 plays momentarily on Spotify. Instagram at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Twitter at It's The Real. We're also on Snapchat at It's The Real, even though we don't really use Snapchat like that. And we are on Twitch at It's The Real, It's The Real.
Jeff, you know the mission is to grow this podcast. We want to double our audience. If everybody out there can spread the word about A Waste of Time with It's The Real, tell one family member, tell one friend, tell one coworker, and start spreading the word about It's The Real. We
are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
And we know it starts with us, guys. So, Jeff, who would you like to shout?
I want to shout out a few people from Twitter. I want to shout out Keith _A, who's been a fan for a long time. I want to shout out Wrists Is Frogs on Twitter, who's asking if we would have battle rappers on our podcast. Probably not.
Nope.
But I do want to shout out Junie Cruz. I want to shout out November 9th, Cleverly Chloe. And I want to shout out Danny Fathoms.
Go spread the word about this podcast. I want to shout out Jeff OG245 on Instagram. He said on Scotty Beam's Instagram, dope interview with @itsthereal hashtag podcast. My only complaint is that he didn't leave a thirsty comment on Scotty's IG. Guys, we appreciate you tuning in week after week. Spread the word. Come back. Check out all of our episodes on SoundCloud and iTunes. And definitely check out that music, Teddy Bear Fresh, especially on Spotify, like Jeff said. Not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys next week.